2459 Anthony and Tina Jaconi, south of Road 306A, west of Holiday Drive, being Lot 31, Section A, within Holiday Pines Development. A variance from the side yard setback.
Got the name?
Names and addresses, please.
Tina Jacono, 30870 West Lagoon Road, Dykesboro, Delaware.
Anthony Jacono.
Okay. 30870 West Lagoon Road, Dykesboro, okay. Delaware.
Can you both swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
We bought a piece of property off of Sussex County Sheriff's Department. What happened was it was four lots. The mother left all four lots, the four kids. The one guy ended up putting a new house on this dwelling. When they set the house, they were a little bit to the left-hand side. So what we did was we turned around and redid it and put it on the market. Everybody that comes by and looks at the house wants to know what the variance setting is. So we paid to have it surveyed. I think you guys have a copy of it, of the survey. So we're asking for, I think it's 3 feet on the left-hand side.
The corners are different, so they're kind of not lined up right. The sister still owns the lot next door to the left-hand side. It's a vacant lot. It's not able to be built on. It's on what's perk?
Doesn't perk.
It doesn't perk, so she's not able to build on that lot. She's aware of the setback situation from the time we bought it. She had a survey done probably a year and a half ago when she was aware, and she hasn't protested it, and she knew when it was set it was off at that time as well.
And I believe the house was set back in 06.
You don't know who set the home, or do you?
I think it was Oakwood Homes. It's an Oakwood home.
Oakwood.
But that was before you bought it, right?
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Approximately about 2 years before we bought it. It was about 2 years old.
May of 04.
So it was permanent.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, 04, I think it is.
CO.
It was.
CO.
Mm-hmm.
So you're suggesting that it wasn't created by you, the applicant?
No, sir.
The property's unique in its narrowness?
Yes.
Necessary to enable reasonable use and minimum to afford relief?
I say it again.
Necessary to enable reasonable use?
Yeah.
Yes.
And a minimum to afford relief?
Yes. Yes.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
And Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,459.
Second. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,459. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes.
Have a good night.